Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 27b in your syllabus, that is writing memos and letters. Memos and letters are a very important part of written communication in offices and formal organizations. A memo is used to communicate something of immediate importance to people within a business or organization. A memo is generally used for communicating policies, procedures, or related official businesses within an organization. Official memos are generally instructional and give information. Learners, let's go through some steps required for writing a memo. For a memo, you must state the subject clearly, get to the main point directly, make sentences direct, short and simple, include pointers in your memo, and you should make your memo as brief as possible. Now learners, what are formal letters? A formal letter is a letter drafted to another organization. A formal letter is one written in an orderly and conventional language and follows a specific stipulated format. These letters are written for official purposes only, such as writing a letter to the manager, to the HR manager, to an employee, to the principal of the college or school, to a teacher, etc. We do not use formal letters for personal use, such as writing them to our family, relatives, or friends. Formal letter writing format requires some specific rules and conventions. Also, the language of the letters should be very professional. Letters of complaints are important to state complaints clearly and politely. Letters of inquiry are important to probe and to make clear that the matter is urgent and needs attention. So, in this chapter, we deal with two types of formal letters, that is, letters of complaint and letter of inquiry. For example, learners, if you're writing a letter of complaint, you must mention sender's address, date, receiver's address, subject, and salutation. Salutation means sir / ma'am. Then you should begin your letter with an introduction, the main body of the letter, and the conclusion. In the end, you must write the subscription, that is, yours sincerely, with name and your designation. Learners, please remember, while writing a complaint letter, you must mention what has caused the distress and what can you do to resolve the problem. Okay. Next, if you're writing letter of inquiry, again, you must mention sender's address, date, receiver's address, subject, then salutation, then introduction, body, conclusion, and in the end, yes, learner, subscription is very important. So, for an effective formal letter, you should keep the following headings in mind. The headings include sender's address, date, receiver's address, subject, salutation, introduction, body, conclusion, subscription, which are the closing remarks. For example, yours truly, yours sincerely, and then in the end, signature, name, and your designation. Learners, please remember that memos are written for internal communication. They are written for exchanging information relating to day-to-day functions within the organizations. An inquiry letter is usually written to gain some information from the recipient. And a complaint letter is a type of a letter written to address any type of wrongdoings, offense, grievances, resentment arising out of a product, services, etc. So learners, this was very easy. I hope now you know how to draft a memo and an inquiry letter and a complaint letter. Please go through the chapter, learners. Go through the worksheets that are available on the NIOS website. Thank you for listening, learners.